All right, it's good to see you guys here. What's up? All right, so again, let me introduce myself. My name is Johnny. I am the full-time youth leader here, and we have a pretty special night tonight. As you guys know, for most of you, if you've been here before, you see the circles. You already know that it's PAW, Prayer Around the World. So I'll explain a little bit what it is for the people who have not been here before, or maybe they've, yeah, maybe it's your first time. So if it is your first time, let me just let you know the circles. At the very end, the last 30 minutes, so from 8 to 8:30, we get together, we break off into these different groups, and then we pray for our missionaries and our workers that are sent across the world. So this church specifically is very missions-minded. We have the Great Commission that Jesus gave us to all of his disciples and followers to go and make disciples of all the nations, right? And so if you're a disciple, if you call yourself a follower of Christ, you have been given the commission, the Great Commission, to go and make disciples. Now, we don't just go and make converts for Christianity, right? We make disciples. You go and you live with people. You do life together. You be an example of how Christ was. And so that's our desire, as my individual desire as a Christian, is to reflect Christ as much as possible. And a part of going making disciples at the end of it, it's across the whole world. And so we're first called to where we are now. You are called to make disciples in your workplace, in your family, in your neighborhood. But you're also supposed to be taking steps outside of that, especially if the Lord ever calls you, right? Maybe to the town next door, or maybe to a different country. And so that's our heart. We have missionaries that are sent out into different parts of the world. We have some in North Africa, some in Asia, England, Mexico. And so we had the privilege, me as the youth leader and the youth up here up front, we're going to share tonight. We had the blessing and the honor, really, to go down to this thing called Just Go. It's a conference that's held at the base. If you guys have been going here for a while, you know we have we partner with the Awaken Discipleship Training Center, which is outside of Tijuana. It's probably about 15 minutes outside Rosarito or Tijuana. And so we got to go down there for the weekend for this conference called Just Go. And it's a youth-focused conference to show the heart of God towards missions, towards fulfilling that Great Commission. And so it used to be here. To give you a little bit of background, we used to hold this conference here. And we actually have one of our missionaries, Melody. She was sent out from here, and she actually got the call from the Lord through a Just Go conference. And if I can read this to you, I texted her. I said, hey, Melody, is there anything that I could quote you on saying for sort of to stir the hearts of other people, why we should be sending youth to this conference, why this conference is important? And so if I can read this to you, she says, I went to the conference when I was 17, and the Lord really opened my eyes to how lost the world is and how I have the answer and I should be sharing it. And then at the conference, they had opportunities for trips. So I went to Mexico, I went to the Mexico meeting, and that was the beginning of my journey to come to Mexico full time. And it's been a blessing to have the conference here because I know God is showing these youths the same thing he showed me when I was their age. And so we can see this woman that a lot of us know, sent out from this church. Her family's still here, and she is living full-time. Her entire life is dedicated to serving the people of Mexico, going across cultures into a language that she doesn't speak. It's incredible to see. And so for us to be able to go to this same exact conference that stirred her heart and some of our other missionaries as well, and stir the hearts of the youth that went. So it was a blessing for me as a youth leader to see our youth stepping out in faith, and I know it can be difficult for parents to send their kids to Mexico. You read headlines and news, and you're like, oh, I don't want to send them there. It's so scary. It's so dangerous. We'll have a parent come up in a couple months. Shane, he's not here tonight, but he went with his daughter, and hopefully he'll be able to attest to all the adults. He'll be able to tell you guys there's really nothing to worry about when we go down there. The base that we stay at, super safe, massive gated, like the entire thing has a massive gate around it. Not for a second do I ever feel unsafe. I'm going to be honest. I feel more unsafe in San Diego. Like, I walked across the border one time for a dentist appointment, and I was in San Diego, and I was sketched out. I was real scared because there's just some sketchy characters. And I walk across the border, and I'm walking in Mexico, and I felt super safe. There's, like, vendors everywhere. I mean, so if you're like, oh, I'm scared to send him to Mexico, you have my personal testimony that it's safe for where we go. But hopefully you guys will hear it from actual parents who went, because I don't have kids, so maybe that makes me biased. Okay, but Yeah, I really just wanted to say, like, what a blessing it is that we go to a missions-minded church. The Lord gave all of us, again, as disciples, that missions mind that we should be going and making disciples to the whole world, not just where is comfortable, but stepping out. And so praise the Lord that we have a pastor who was a missionary for almost 13 years in the Philippines, and now he's a full-time pastor. And he's leading this church, and he's continuing the same heart that Pastor Rick had for missions. And so sending missionaries out in the past, and then our goal and our hope is to keep sending out missionaries and church plants, and we want to complete the Great Commission. So praise the Lord we get to go to a church that does that. I've met a couple people that have gone to bigger churches than this, and they say, man, I really would love to go to a different country or start some type of missions program, but my church has nothing for missions. We don't do anything outside of the United States. And, you know, I say it is good to focus on where the hurting is, which there's a lot of them here. There's a lot of missions to be done right where we are, as you guys know. But also, we shouldn't quench the spirit and say, I won't go to a different country. If the Lord calls, we should be willing to step out. So praise the Lord that our church is open to that. So that's pretty much it. As a leader, I just wanted to say what a blessing it was to go and get to know these young ladies a little bit more. In the previous years, we've had guys and girls. This is the first year, as far as I know, that we had just girls going with us. And so I was a little bit nervous. I was like, well, how am I supposed to lead just girls? But praise the Lord, we had Monica Wild and we had Maureen go with us. And yeah, praise the Lord for them, genuinely. And the other leaders. So we had Mark and we had Shane, and then we had Steve Harry go with us. So the leaders, like praise the Lord for the kids, genuinely. The conference doesn't go on without the youth, but the leaders were a massive blessing for me. So I just wanted to say thank you to all of the leaders. And thank you guys for praying. I know a lot of you guys were praying for us, and some people actually supported, added into the fund for the youth to be able to go, for the cost to be pretty low. So praise the Lord. Thank you guys for supporting us. And hopefully you guys are going to see the fruit of what your prayers did, and if you supported financially, where that went and what that did as well. It impacted lives. So we have five young ladies that went, and their lives were impacted, and me as well as a leader and the other leaders. One of them, Lily, she's not here tonight. She had something going on. But I'm giving them all opportunities to share in the youth. We want them to have a platform to share about what the Lord does. If the Lord does something super cool in their lives, I don't want to quench that and just like not give them an opportunity to share. So that's what tonight is all about, and praise the Lord we get to do it. So I'm going to first introduce the first speaker up. If you guys might have to be patient with the formatting. Like I said, you might want to move forward if you have bad eyes. Some of the pictures, they were all taken on cell phones, so they're a little crunched. So just be patient with that. And also, you guys always say, whenever I do announcements, you always say, like, oh, man, you look like a natural up there. I'm very nervous up here, always. I get up here, and I'm, like, I don't know if you can see, but I'm always, like, shaking. But I try to play it off well. But also, like, I can feel the nervousness from the youth and Maureen, who's going to speak, and I'm right there with them. So, you know, be gracious anytime someone does a presentation. I don't know if you guys remember the last time that you've presented in front of your class or a public speaking. It's terrifying. So just be gracious with us. And we, yeah, thank you guys for that. So, all right, I'm going to introduce Caroline. If you would come on up. Here you go.
Okay.
Do you want to talk into that?
Is it on? Yes, maybe. No.
There we go.
Yes, here
Perfect.
We go. Okay. As Johnny said, I'm Caroline Hiltz. I am a sophomore, and I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I'm pretty nervous. I've never done this before. The last time I spoke was in front of the youth, so obviously a lot smaller of a crowd. So about 2.5 weeks ago, I went out of the United States for the first time, I went to Tijuana, and for years, ever since I knew that Just Go was a thing, I've been dreaming about it, and I've always wanted to go out of the country. I feel like the Lord had just called me, like, I knew he was going to do something really great, and it was even better than I had hoped. The Lord really works in big ways when his children take steps of faith, and that's what I had to do. I never been out of the country. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know where I was going. I'd never been outside the country before. But I saw a new side of God's love, and I got to know him better because each day was just entirely devoted to serving others and spending time in the Word. So this first picture is on the car ride down. It was a long trip, but we made do. We had a lot of fun. And it was just a big shock to me because as soon as you go across the border, you can see the difference in the infrastructure and all the houses, and here's another picture as well. So we went down on Thursday, and Friday we got. Friday was just a preparation day. The conference didn't actually start until the evening, so we put together some evangelism bags, and that was really fun, just to get to hang out with some of the people locally at the base and the missionaries. And then we went out to dinner, and then afterwards we went to one of the girls who'd been kind of mentored by some of the people at the training center. She lived in Tijuana, and so we went to her house, and they lived in one of the poorer parts of Tijuana, and her husband, Emmanuel, built their house with his own hands. And so we got to go in and just see their house, and it just really moved my heart, because I had never seen stuff like this before, and it opened my eyes, because they didn't have hardly anything. Like, they were still working on finishing their house, and they had a bunch of kids, but they gave everything they had away freely. And I feel like here in the U.S., at least to speak for myself, I feel like we have everything they could ever dream of and more, and we hardly share any of it. So one of the things that was shared in the devotionals, a lot of times in the world, they're telling us that we got to climb the ladder, and we got to get from the janitor, we're starting there, we got to get up to the CEO. But as believers, and what Jesus did was he started at the top, and he moved down. So the CEO is the one being served by the others. You're sitting in the congregation, you're being preached to, and you're listening and learning. But truly, we should be headed towards the janitor's position. He was at the bottom of the totem pole, but he was serving others, and that's truly what we are being called to do. One thing I want to say. Meche made the best food. I want to say that was one of the best parts of the conference, and I think everyone can attest to that. But that was really cool getting to know her, and, you know, using my very limited Spanish, that was really cool to get to grow that. So Saturday, we had just a lot of conference sessions, and that was really cool, because we just did a lot of learning and really digging into the Word, and just being able to listen and just soak up everything that God had to say for me, to me, and teach. And we also, Sunday, we went out to the kids' ministry. And so that was just a really awesome experience to get to hang out with those little kids. But before we talk about that, I want to talk about the street evangelism that we did. This was just really moving for me, because we were in the street markets of Tijuana, and we were all split up into groups and assigned a church, and it was just really cool to go out and be able to talk to these people who had, and maybe they had never even heard the name of Jesus before, and they were just so eager for a little bit of hope and something that that would possibly get them through the next day. And so we handed out some evangelism bags, and we had the New Testament, and we had water and food in there, and it was just really moving. I got to pray for a couple, and I was translated for, obviously, but it was just really moving. I'm going to be honest, I started crying. It was just really, the Lord spoke to me a lot in that way, and that was just really cool. Here's another picture. As you can see, it's really crowded. One of the things we were always afraid of is driving through, and you're like, oh, am I going to hit somebody? You know, like, you're always afraid that someone was going to just run right out into the middle of the street. But yeah, that was a really, really cool experience. And afterwards, we went to the kids ministry, and we taught there. And this picture is actually a picture of me. I led the kids in some songs. I do kids ministry worship, so I do the sign language and stuff. So that was really fun, and just getting to hang out with these kids and get to know them more, and again practice my Spanish. That was just really fun. This here is a little girl that I met at the center, and I believe she's Jeff's daughter? No, Chris's daughter. My bad. But yeah, there was a little group of girls, and they were just so sweet. And just to get to know them was just a joy. And they were always at the playground asking if I could play. And every spare minute I had, I would go hang out with them. and this is one of, these are two of the girls who were in, in our dorm, and they were in my group. So that was just really sweet to kind of get to know them more too, and take some pictures with them. And this is, before I wrap up, one of the pastors, I believe it was Pastor Jeff, talked on a passage from Acts, chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. And I just realized I don't have that open. Bear with me here. Let's see. And he just talked about, I'll read it. Verse 6 says, "So when the apostles were with Jesus, they kept asking him, 'Lord, has the time come for you to free Israel and restore our kingdom?' He replied, 'The Father alone has the authority to set those dates and times, and they are not for you to know. But you will receive the power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, through Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.'" And one thing that I didn't know that he talked about was the geography of these locations, that Jerusalem was their town. And so starting in Jerusalem and just preaching to the people around them, and for me that's in school and just places I go that I always go, and places that are close to me. And then before he explained all this, he had us all write a big yes in our notebook, and we were all like, okay, what's the point of that? But he just explained that as we go into the bigger areas that and the Lord grows our faith, that we're not going to want to go. And he says, look, you already wrote yes. And we were all like, oh, man, like, do I have to? Like, come on. But one thing that I learned was the more you take steps of faith, the more the Lord is willing to entrust you with the bigger things, and he's going to guide you. And wherever he leads you, he will provide. Even if there's no money, you say, God, I don't have any money. How am I supposed to go? How am I supposed to go to Mexico? And he's like, well, I'll give you the money. And then as humans, we start making up other excuses. And, well, I don't have this and I don't have that. And I feel like really we just have to trust that, yeah, wherever he provides, wherever he leads you, he will provide everything that's necessary. And just leading into your Judea, which was really the larger cities around them, so kind of like, I don't know, you could relate it to the metropolis of St. George and just the bigger areas. And then he adds Samaria, which is, as most of you know, Samaritans were people who were looked really frowned upon by the Jews, and they were just kind of the outcasts. And I feel like for me, that's the people who I would say automatically, I'm like, nope, I'm not going there, God. I don't want to talk to them. I want to stay as far away as I possibly can from them. And you know what Pastor Jeff said? He said, well, good. You already said yes. And darn. Well, I guess if the Lord's calling me there, he's going to be faithful. I've probably gone way over my time, but one last verse to leave you with says 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2 says, "Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation." And one of the things, the most things I got was the best ingredient in God's mission recipe is an open and willing heart. And you are never too young or too old to just go. Thanks.
Hello. Okay, so I have to pull up my thingy really quick. Okay, so hello, my name is Jola. A few of you may know me by my nickname, Rhea. I'm a senior this year, so this was my final trip to Mexico with Just Go. The Just Go trip is very significant to me because it's where I became a Christian just last year. I've never gotten the chance to share my testimony with so many people at once, so it's a little new to me. Before I became a Christian, I was pagan. I believed in the Greek gods and had my own form of worship to them. It was a belief I held for over 3 years at that point, even though I've grown up in a Christian home. I moved here in October of 2022. The Just Go trip was in February of 2023. It was only 4 months after I had moved here. Now, I have had a very hard time making friends. So really, the only friends I had were my friends online, one girl in the youth group, and Johnny, if you count the youth pastor. Making friends has been a struggle I've had since, and honestly, I think it always will be. However, both last year and this year, the Lord helped me through this struggle. I've made friends with people I never would have chosen to interact with, and Caroline, who I would call a friend, but I hadn't opened up to like one yet. During one of the days for the conference, a pastor from Portland, Oregon was teaching. The thing that he said stuck out to me most. The thing that he said that stuck out to me most during the entirety of the trip, and was probably the thing that stuck out to me the most out of everything said during the trip, was that shyness and a reluctance to stand up and do what you're called to do is a form of pride. And that struck me a little bit deep because that's been something that I've struggled with. I realized that all the time I had been hesitant to go and talk to people, to make friends, to reach out to the people I could see felt the same way I did, was just my own pride. I know that God has given me a gift with understanding people and sympathizing with them. He's given me the ability to be the kind of friend that my friends need. And there are times when I haven't fully taken that and ran with it, which I regret. I've had a lot of struggles with friendships of all kinds in my life. And relationships of all kinds. And it's taken me a long time, but God has helped me realize that my struggles are not a weakness. They are a strength, a way of reaching out and understanding to those who need it. I am not burdened by my past. I am enabled to serve others because of it, because of those struggles that I've gone through. Now, those of you who know me may know that I am all about making connections to things because it makes stuff easier for me to understand. I think I have my dad to thank for that because he's always making analogies. Thank you. If you have your Bibles, I'll ask you to turn to Romans 6:2. If I can remember which bookmark I had that on. Not that one. Okay, so the verse says, God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Now, this is a verse that popped into my head during the teaching that Johnny gave on Sunday. We weren't in chapter 6 of Romans, but I made the connection anyway. To me, this verse is telling me that God has given me courage. He has given me boldness. How can I, who turned and threw away my sin to walk beside God, live in the fear that I have been for so long? I knew what God was trying to speak to me the entire weekend. I knew there was a reason God placed us all in the same room. I knew there was a reason God separated us into our groups for Sunday the way that he had. God had given me the materials to work with. Now it was my turn to take it and build something beautiful with it. So these are some of the pictures that I had taken of the city just in the car. And the nighttime one was taken from the balcony. When you're in at the base, you're going to see a lot of buildings, and it's going to be a culture shock because it's completely and totally different from St. George and the way that it looks and just most places in the United States. But in a way, I think that there's some sort of beauty to it because I think we take all of these things that we see for granted. And yet there are people who live in places like this. These pictures were right outside of the base. We were surrounded by buildings that looked like this. That was the road. It was so bumpy. Sitting in the back was so much fun. But but I think it's interesting because I remember specifically last year, there were these people who had the roof fall on them. And they were still thankful because they still had a place to stay. And it took them forever to get that situation resolved, and they were worse off after. And yet they were still thankful for it. And I think that that's one of the things that I think we are so privileged to not have to struggle with, because that could happen to any one of us at any moment, and we don't know when. We don't know when God is going to put us through a different trial. And yet they still had faith and they still trusted in him because they were Christian. Shut up. I'll admit I was scared at first. I didn't want to step out of my shell. I didn't want to be the leader. And yet here I am, doing something that, given the opportunity, I would not have done even a month ago. But how can I, someone who has changed in ways I can hardly hope to describe, be silent about that? I don't remember who it was who said it, but one of the leaders who taught us told us, if you are truly saved by the by the Lord, how could you not want to go and tell everyone about it? God helped me step out in faith on Sunday. I know it wasn't me who was choosing who to talk to. It wasn't me who spoke those words to those people at their stalls. It was God using me, speaking through me, and I don't think there is a greater honor than being a servant of God. It may seem small to go up to someone I will likely never meet again, because who cares what they might think of me? But I realize it is not me who they will think of, but God. And the responsibility of representing God is one bigger than I thought I could handle. He helps me step out in faith and trust him at the church we served at. I have to skip pictures. There were these two little girls who clung to my side. I don't really speak much Spanish, and I'm better at listening when someone speaks slowly. But not all communication has to be through words. When I looked at these little girls, I saw hope and pure joy in their eyes. They were so happy, and that happiness was so pure. It helped me to realize that that was something I didn't have much of. I struggle with anxiety and depression, and it affects me a lot more than I typically let on. However, like my past, it is not a weakness. It's part of God's plan for me because it enables me to serve others like me. I was moved during the trip to serve. I was not moved during the trip to serve in the missions field, and I was not called during the trip to serve in Mexico. And I think that should be something that people are aware of when they're wanting to go, is you're not necessarily going to get those callings. That I can say with pretty good confidence is not God's plan for me. The way that God moved through me was the way I've been needing him to the most. I made friends with people that... I made new friends with people I care about, and these girls care about me. I still have a long way to go with it, but I know God is going to work his hand through all of it. All that to say, the Just Go trip was more than I could ever explain, more than all the words in the English language could describe, which, by the way, is more than 1 million, and I think that's cool. I think everyone who has the opportunity to go should go, because you never know what change God is going to bring about. And if nothing else, the smile I see on my parents' faces makes it all worth it. Just as the name is, I really think you should just go. And the t-shirts are pretty cool, too.
My name is Kathy. You guys might know me by Mark and Monica. They are my aunt and uncle who took me in. 4 years ago, 4 or 5. I attend here at church, and I also volunteer with children's worship. I grew up knowing about the Lord. I would like to tell you about my first experience at the Awakening Training Center in La Gloria, Mexico. So we're all pretty rebellious in our nature, right? I mean, the Bible says that. Sin came into the world, so I was rebellious. I still am. It's part of my nature since I'm a teenager. this morning, I was reading through Mark 6 as my devotion, and so it really spoke to me. If you guys can turn to Mark 6, verse 10. So it says, and he said to them, whenever you enter a house, stay there until you depart from there. And if any place will not receive you, and they will not listen to you, when you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them. So, like I said, I read this today, and it really spoke to me, because it's exactly what we did. In Mexico, we were split up into groups. Before the trip, I only used God when I needed him the most, then walked away after he helped me. On this trip, God finally opened my eyes how much I took everything for granted and him as well. I always thought he was a bad guy in people's life, but that isn't the case. He isn't the bad person here. He's always giving people mercy, grace, and compassion, and I bet everyone in this room has experienced that. And if you guys can turn to Mark 16, verse 15. And it says, and he said to them, his disciples, go into the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. So we as Jesus' disciples are called to lead people into eternal life, not death. One of the pastors were saying, it doesn't matter what age you are, you can still be a missionary. Pastor Jorge from Santa Fe, Mexico, also taught the youth, what is God's plan of salvation? One, the work of Jesus; two, the commission of the church. He also gave us a quote, and it was written by a lady during World War II, and it says, never be afraid to trust an unknown future to an all-knowing God. Or Pastor Jeff, actually. And it also, if we want to serve in different countries, we need the favor of God, the support of the church, and respond to the calling. Pastor Jorge gave us a verse from 2 Peter 3:9. And it's about God fulfilling his promises and how he doesn't want anyone to perish, but wanting to come to repentance so they can have an everlasting life with him. A particular event that I encountered was a child running up to me and my team. This girl also helped. This whole team helped, actually, so sorry. I pointed him out to my group, and I pointed at him and said to them, oh, I think he's coming towards us, which was pretty dumb to say because obviously, the little boy came and asked us if he could have a bag with the water, granola, and the Bible. And my team that I was with, he gave it to him, and he took the bag and ran yelling to his mom, oh, me dieron una bolsa. They gave me a bag. He said it so excitedly. It warmed my heart and encouraged me. I was about to cry on the spot since I saw his mom waiting for him under the stairs of a building that was their home. And like Rhea said, it is cultural shocking. To me, it really wasn't, because my dad lives in El Salvador, and as they were showing you photos, El Salvador is pretty much like that. The buildings are really terrible, and the ones in Mexico are here as are bad as well. And here in America, we take everything for granted, and here we're complaining about life and, oh yeah, Black Lives Matter instead of All Lives Matter. And no one accepts gay people or whatever. And oh my gosh, you see the people, they're not really complaining about anything. Anyway, afterward, my group and I went to Calvary Chapel in Tijuana. We did worship actions about building your house on the rock and not being the fool who built his house on the sand. So do any of you know about that? About Matthew 7:28. And then after doing worship, we split again. I went to the 3 to 6-year-olds, about 4 other youths. Me, this girl, I don't really know their names. I forgot. Pastor Chris's daughter helped, and this guy as well. And and Shane Howells helped as well, Pastor Chris's daughter. Told the story to the little kids about Matthew 7:28, build your house on the rock. After she told the story, we did a little craft. We did a craft with the little kids about that story. And then we stayed after church, had lunch, and left. So during the worship actions, Chris's little girls were like, oh my gosh, are you gonna stay with our like age group? And I was like, I'm sorry, I didn't know what age you were. So they were with the older kids and they were pretty bummed about that. So I didn't want to follow God, but now I do. I want to commit my life to him. I want to be a missionary and lead people to Jesus. What I want to do is follow the desire that God put in my heart to lead unbelievers to him and show them that all you need to do is believe that Jesus died for you and that there is no other God that can save you. And I feel like God also put the desire in my heart to become Mi Vástagos intern next year. At the base for next summer, sorry. Here are one of the drawings that the little kids did. I would love to go back to just go next year because God put it in my heart, and I also bonded with the group of girls that went. And I bonded with Pastor Chris and Pastor Jeff's girls. Pastor Jeff told me before I left, the night before we would leave, he said, my girls are going to be devastated that you weren't there. He said that I, how do you word it? That I influenced them. And Pastor Jeff's little girl, Sandra, she gave me like the Rosenspie, right? That's their last name. And so it says, love you and miss you. And it really touched my heart. And that's it. Thank you.
Good evening. Okay, so I'm Jaleesa Augustine. I'm a 17-year-old senior who goes to Dixie High, and this will have marked my second time going down to the missions base in La Gloria. So since day one, the Lord has been working through me in so many ways that I can't even imagine. And going to Just Go would be one of those. Going these past 2 years, I went last year as well, have been such beautiful experiences because you get to go on this trip that is just such like an experience. You experience different food, you experience different people, different everything. And even though I had gone last year, I was preparing for this year. I was not prepared enough for all the things that I learned and all the things that I saw and taught too. We heard from missionaries and pastors and pretty ordinary, comfortable people who told us what the Lord had done in their lives and what he led them to do, like taking steps of faith, which is what I did this year and last year. And when I was down there, I was not only an example and I was not only a listener and a student, but I was also an example and a teacher, being to kids, like being the Sunday school teacher and going out to evangelize to people on the street, like Caroline said, on the street market. And my favorite part, because I love kids, was definitely the kids' ministry. And these kids have just such like a fire for the Lord. They're so ready to learn. They have this desire to learn about the Lord that I feel like a lot of people need nowadays. in Luke chapter 17, in chapter 18, verse 17, the Lord tells us to have childlike faith, and that's exactly what these kids had. They were just so hungry for the word and so open to listening to what he had to say to them. My picture, okay, so this is our first picture. This is us when we had got into the church in Santa Fe. So this is actually Pastor Jorge's church. It was a beautiful place. So this one is when we're writing our tracks for the evangelisms that will be going on. I think the picture's at the end, but this next one is of the church itself. This was during the worship. And when I tell you, I had my hands up in the air, like this lady right here, it was beautiful. Like, I saw her crying at one point, and it was such an amazing experience. And then one of the guys from my group was teaching our kids right here. And all these kids were just so happy to learn. Like, the smiles on their faces was just something that, like, you need to be there to see yourself. But it was beautiful because they just are so ready for the Lord. And so they're so ready to learn and hear what he has to say to them. This is another one of us doing our craft. So ironically, our story was about the Good Samaritan. And that one really spoke out to me because not a lot of people are willing and so open to doing the things that we decided to do. I'm not trying to, like, elevate myself over somebody else, but just that story just really stuck out because it was a little similar. But that one right there, they did like a little fortune teller of the story, and it was really cute. And so this one, my absolute favorite picture, I will always thank Monica for this one, but when I was speaking out there to the people on the street market, I know it wasn't me. I can't even recall half of the things I was saying, and that was my favorite part. So this one right here was actually of a lady who I spoke to. I was giving her a bag, and I had asked her if she had breakfast. She told me no, and I knew that our bags had granola and water. So I gave her the bag, and I just took off from there, and she had this big old smile on her face when she took the bag, and it was so beautiful. I was like, I wasn't gonna cry, but I definitely was a bit getting really emotional, and it was so nice to see someone so open to hearing what the Lord had to say to her. This one is right here of me and Rhea praying for a lady who kind of, I don't want to say rebuked because it's a really strong word, but she just didn't want to believe. So I was actually a translator for Rhea, and so as she was talking, you know, the lady at first was not paying too much attention, but eventually she did give in, and we asked her if we can pray for her. And, like, I can't even describe her face, but she just had this look on her face that was almost of desperation, and she said, "Yes, please." And so we were praying for her. Unfortunately, she didn't bow her head, but I mean, it's not a rule, but we were praying for her, and she had this smile on her face when we were done, and it was really nice. And this is a picture of me and the kids. I love kids so much. So all these pictures of the kids were just so cute. And, you know, these kids were my favorite part. But moving forward, I definitely know that the Lord has called me to do some sort of work, whether that be kids or missionary. I don't know. That's only for the Lord to know, for me to just step out and just go. And then that's it. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Maureen Flores. I actually just, I'm one of the youth leaders, and I just joined last year around July, and it has been a blessing learning, growing, and serving. I met Jesus at the age of 10, and I walked away from God. I was a prodigal. At the beginning of last year, the Lord began tugging at my heart, and God got a hold of my heart. I gave my heart to the Lord, and here I am standing right in front of all of you guys sharing my first mission trip. I actually didn't know I was going to be sharing my experience to the Jesco trip until last Sunday. Johnny was like, "You're going to share," and I was like, "What?" Like, no. And I knew the girls were going to be sharing, and so I was over here, like, sharing them, telling them they were going to be fine, and, you know, they're going to be great, and they're going to, you know, all those things. And then Lily, who's not here, she was the one that called me on it and was like, basically telling me everything. I was telling them, encouraging them. She was like, yeah, Malin, be bold. You marked it on your card. I forgot that I had shared that with them. And so I was like, oh, man. And so this is the first, or this is the card that she was talking about. As you can see, I shared, have boldness and courage. Hold up, I lost my spot. This is the card. They gave the youth at the missions trip to meditate on this card and to pray and ask God to show them any areas in their life that God was calling them. And this one was mine, and I checked the boldness and courage. And so it's about like, you know, I was like, oh, talk about practice what you preach. It's like, you know. I was going to tell you guys, like, don't share your stuff, but here I am sharing my weaknesses and stuff. So the second one I marked was be more faithful in prayer. And that statement is true, but I actually marked this one because I struggle praying out loud in front of others. And guess what? That night, Pastor Jerry, actually, after the youth was done filling out their cards, he asked all the leaders to pray and come along the youth and pray for those that raised their hands and then to pray for each other. And I was like, oh, no, come on. Like, I don't want to do this. But now I know it was not Pastor Jerry's doing. God was giving me the opportunity to be bold and courageous with prayer and to trust him. That's another story for another day. But he was teaching me to trust him and to be bold, how he had just shown me to mark on those. Can I just say that that night was such a blessing, not only for me, but for everybody that was in that room. I'm sure they experienced God's presence, and a lot of hearts were being stirred. And something I learned from Pastor Steve was that if you want to see God move and do miracles, you have to have a willing heart and surrender and say yes to whatever God is calling you to do, and he will. He will make it happen. Be like Isaiah 6:8. Here I am. After this picture, Johnny's just gonna just scroll on those. But these are the five beautiful girls I got to know and serve. Caroline, Catherine, Rhea, Lily, and Julissa. I got to spend my nights with not only 15 girls, but 15 more teen girls were added. And thank God for Monica, that I will run to her for help. What motivated me to make it through the storm? Just kidding. But seriously, what motivated me to put myself last and put them before me so I could be there for them to love and come along their side was to know who I was serving. I'm serving Jesus. That was constantly in my head. And when we put God first in whatever we do, you not only do more, you do your best, and the burden is light. Now, I'm not saying they were a burden, just sharing my experience. It was my first time being around a lot of teens, girls. Running back and forth, making sure they were all okay, making sure all 20 girls had a turn showering and using the toilet, making sure they went to bed and waking up early so they could be on time for everything they had scheduled. There was one time that I was so tired and I took a nap, and actually Caroline woke me, and I was like so confused of how exhausted I was. When she woke me up, I was so scared because I didn't know where I was. But that weekend, the Lord matured me in many ways, and yes, I will do it again. If that's what the Lord has planned for me, I will definitely do it again. My heart grew for the girls, and Lord willing, praying to soon start a Bible study with our youth girls. The last thing I want to share is our outreach. When we went out, The Lord allowed me to feel how he feels and see what he sees. That is love and compassion for the people and how much brokenness there is everywhere. Not just in Mexico, but all around the world. So that day, as we were walking back to church, the Lord placed this verse in my heart, Matthew 9:37. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. And if I could just read Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 to 38. It's from an NIV Bible. Jesus went through all towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." That verse is what the Lord spoke to me that day. And verse 38, Jesus commands me and all of us to pray for workers and for the workers already out there and for us to be the workers he's calling us to be. One thing that I learned from Pastor David that weekend, he quoted this quote that actually I think Rhea shared it. If you have no desire to let others know about God, then you're not saved yourself. And so I just want to encourage everybody to just share the good news, as he says on Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20, and to be the light of the world. Chapter 5, verses 14. And I'll leave you with this. And to remember, we love because he first loved us. 1 John 4:19. And that's all I have.
All right. What a blessing. I pray that you guys were blessed by that. Genuinely witnessing all of that firsthand, and then even hearing it again is... The Lord is so good. It's so cool that he lets us be a part of the good work that he's doing. And so oftentimes, if you ever take a step of faith to go out and to share and try to be a light, oftentimes you might be like, I'm going to go be a blessing to these people. And you get rocked. Like, you get blessed. Oftentimes, I feel more blessed. And even sometimes, like, I'll be trying to teach the youth, and I'm like, this is so good. They need to know this. And I'm like, wait a minute. I need to know this. Like, and I'm, like, learning from my own teaching. I'm like, preaching to the choir here. But genuinely, what a cool experience to witness these young lives actually taking the Lord seriously. And us as older people, I know I'm not that much older, but... hopefully we never get complacent and just say, you know what, following the Lord with your heart on fire, with reckless abandon, that's for the young people. They've got everything. Like, man, they could bounce back if they move to Mexico on a whim. Like, they could bounce back financially. I can't do that. I have a job. And really, there's no excuses with the Lord. And like I think Caroline was sharing is, where the Lord guides, he provides. And so let us never quench the Holy Spirit. If God ever calls you to take a step of faith, and, you know, we're talking about big things like going to Mexico, but I'm talking even like witnessing to your neighbors, going next door and going with the gospel message, right? Like, if we go down and we go and talk to people on the street, it's just like, oh, that's cool. You know, I'll wait and I'll be evangelistic once I go on a mission trip. I'll wait for the next 3 months for the next Mexico trip. It's like, no, you can be a missionary today. Like, you've got family members that are lost. I guarantee it. You've got children that are wayward that I'm sure would love a call and would love support, and they constantly need your prayer. All of us have people in our lives that we care about. And so let us not just think evangelism or sharing the gospel is for the people that are super lost or far away. Like, mission starts where you are. And that's what we were talking about. Take steps of faith. But you don't have to just take steps of faith of, like, moving to China. You can take steps of faith by being bold the next time that you have dinner with your family. It really does start in those simple steps. But if you're faithful in the little things, God will entrust more and more, larger and larger things. So I pray that all of us continue to grow in our faith and get more bold. All right, so that was the sharing part of Paul, and now we have the next part where we break off into the circles, and I'll explain which one is which. And I would encourage you. You just heard this entire night about being bold, about stepping out. Now, I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand because the ones that would are probably shy, but how many people are too shy to even pray out loud in a circle? You don't have to raise your hand. But I'm sure a decent amount of us. We were talking about boldness tonight. Just take the step of boldness and pray out loud. We're going to break off into these groups, and we're going to pray for the missionaries and the workers we have across the world. There's going to be core group leaders, people that are volunteering to relay the information of the missionary that we either support or have sent out. They're going to tell you about the missionary, what they're going through, and they're going to hand you a piece of paper with prayer requests. I would encourage you, take the step of faith and pray out loud. If you come to these PAW nights and you've never actually prayed, and you're like, no, the other people, they'll pray. They're more spiritual than me. They're whatever. No, get rid of the excuses. I would encourage you, just pray. You don't have to have some eloquent speech. It's about having a conversation with the living God. He hears your prayers. It's not about your eloquency or how good your theology is. It's about petitioning for these people that are putting their really surrendering their lives to God in different cultures and different countries. So the least we could do is step out in faith here and pray, right, in front of other believers. So I would encourage you guys, do that.